Hi, here I am again. Now, I was telling you about what happened on Elle's birthday. We certainly did get on faster once the feisty bluebird sent Elle that very cute unicorn to ride. We jogged along for some time before we came to the next beautiful garden. I was getting hungry by this time. We were soon in for another lovely surprise.
Where are we now, do you think? We've come out of the trees.
This is just open meadow again with the path running through it, but there's another garden up ahead.
Listen, can you hear something? This must be the fountain that the garden keeper mentioned. Yay! We're that much closer to the singing flowers.
This fountain is worth stopping for, Elle. It said on the website that a mermaid lived in the fountain pool.
Oh, come off it, Bert. I don't believe in mermaids.
Lulu, this is our world you're in now. You probably didn't believe in talking birds and baby unicorns that you could ride on either. Here we are.
Oh, how beautiful. Look at all those flowers, and the fruit trees too. This is a lovely garden. I wish they hadn't said we weren't to touch the plants. I could just eat some of those strawberries. They look delicious.
You don't need to pick them, honey. Use your eyes, behind you.
Oh, wow! What a lovely looking table. Oh, even I couldn't make a spread that gorgeous. Is it for us, do you think?
I don't know for sure, but I think it's for anyone who comes into this garden. Shall I fill one of those jugs with water from the pool? I suppose that's what they're for.
Ew! Would it be all dirty?
Lulu, you're forgetting where you are. If they're offering us this water, you can be sure it's safe to drink.
Oh, give me the jug, Bert. Can I fill it?
Okay then, here. Elle, the mermaid is coming. Keep very still.
Oh, how lovely. Look at her hair. All the colours of the rainbow, and her beautiful silver tail.
What should I do? What does she want?
Stay still. I think she's just curious about us.
Oh, she's so beautiful. Oh, I wish I could go in there and swim with her.
I wouldn't. Elle, she's holding out her hand to you. Reach your hand out and down. Yes, it is. Come on, let's sit down here and eat. I bet we've still got a long way to go.
Oh, yes, honestly.
But I'm hungry. Can you smell that?
We've both got noses, darling. What an amazing perfume. I thought we'd smelled all the lovely flowers in the world today, but...
This is where the path ends. We just have to go through this gap in the hedge. Elle, you'll have to get down. You can't bring your friend in here.
Good baby.
Oh, wow. There are the flowers. There must be hundreds of them.
Just look. What are they like?
I didn't think that they would be this big. They're like sunflowers, Elle. Bigger even, on long, straight stems. They've bright white petals and silver centres. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, we can't stand about and look at them all day. It's getting late. Lulu, this is your day. If they're going to sing for anyone, they're going to sing for you. Come with me.
Gosh, when you touch them, the perfume stays on your skin. Like lilies, only stronger. Well, they don't like me, that's for sure. Tina, you try.
I did, darling. Just after you. No joy.
Oh, Elle, I'm so sorry. I really did think they'd sing. I've always wanted to hear them. I was sure they'd sing for you.
Oh, never mind, sweetie. It's been a really beautiful day. I couldn't have asked for better. Come on. We better start heading for...
Hold on a second. But, darling, did you touch a petal?
Well, no, but it's not my birthday. They won't sing for me.
Well, we both try. Come on, sweetie, you might as well.
Besides that, you're very special. I bet they'll like you.
Nope, see, not a sausage. Oh, well, that's that. Come on, let's go.
Shh! Bert, Tyrion, listen! Can't you hear something.
Don't play games with me, Elle. That's really mean. It's only the wind.
I'm not. I mean, it's not. Listen. Oh, Fionn, listen. It's happening.
I don't believe it.
But...
this is unreal. This is the best thing ever. Brought you a cup of tea.
Oh, thanks, sweetie.
Are you exhausted?
Oh, not too bad. Jump up here and talk to me for a bit. Here, give me your hand.
Oh. There I am. Was it a good day, Elle?
Oh, totally, wickedly fantastic. But why are you asking me?
Well, I feel a bit bad, really. I got sort of fixated on seeing the singing flowers, and I didn't let us stop till we'd found them. Perhaps you would have preferred to do other things. Just lay in the sun or wander about the meadow or something.
Oh, Bert. Do you know what the best part of the whole day was for me?
No.
When the flowers sang, and it made you so happy. I'll remember that forever, you know.
Oh, Elle.
Now... I want you to go back out to Teely and relax. Because I'm off to sleep. Thank you so much for my lovely day.
Night.
Night, sweetie. Oh, by the way, you owe me for a bottle of calamine lotion.
What?
Yeah, because that damn sunburn you got me has transferred to the tops of my real ears.
Oh.